Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
Okay, T, how are you today?
Good, thanks. So we're talking about fixer-uppers this month, and this week we're talking about the return on investment of renovating. What adds value to a fixer-upper? So, Mom, what are the top renovations that provide the highest return on investment for fixer-uppers, and how do they vary based on market trends?
So 100% kitchens, baths, those are critical. I would say paint slash decor. Oftentimes we get into houses where an older couple has been there a long period of time and there's lots of, for instance, wallpaper because that was what was in the 70s and 80s. So for young people who want kind of that clean look, sometimes it's worth taking off the wallpaper and just going to like a simple soft gray or soft white or some color just to have a little bit of more of a blank canvas. Those three things and kind of hardwood, if you've got hardwood floors, exposing them, taking up the rugs and exposing the hardwood floors, those four things out of the gate are simple ways to add money to your house and value.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you give us some examples of like someone taking a fixer-upper and doing those kinds of things?
I don't think you have to go crazy. Like I know people that have done kitchens and renovated kitchens where they went and bought IKEA boxes and were handy enough, had good carpentry skills and built their kitchen cabinets from IKEA at a much lower cost base, went to IKEA and got kind of a piece of wood because so they had a butcher block countertop, which looked awesome.
Yeah.
And then I've seen people do the complete contemporary look where everything is white. The cabinetry is white. Everything is kind of that cooler color, minimalist, stainless steel, white cabinetry, white countertops. So I think you can go a lot of different directions. And I think it all depends on your budget.
Yeah.
You can buy cheaper cabinets or cheaper appliances, or you can go hog wild and do kind of very high end.
Totally. I'll add to this. I think context really matters a lot because some fixer-uppers, like the bones are there and it just needs a refresh, right? So you can actually get a pretty good return on investment from cosmetics. If you're, if I have a home like mine, it needed, or actually even yours, they just needed like some fundamental redesigns because when those homes were laid out, life just worked differently.
Originally, older homes, everybody had small individual spaces. The trend now is to have more of an open flow and more interactive spaces.
Right.
Without giving up everything because there are people that need a small home office or you need a playroom for your kids just because you don't want toys in the middle of the kitchen floor.
Right.
Which that's just a kind of a testimony to how people are living currently.
Yeah. I mean, kitchens just used to be a lot smaller too. Like it was just, it was either, I mean, you go to certain parts of Greater Boston and you go into these big old Victorians and it was definitely designed for a servant to be working in the kitchen,
right?
They've got that back staircase up to the servants' quarters and tiny little kitchen that's walled off from everything else. Or even just, I don't know, that 1950s Mad Men aesthetic of like one parent is at home in the kitchen. And then there's a formal dining room where the other parent gets to eat.
Right. You know? It's true.
So where you can add a lot of value is just modernizing that flow, right? And that's what we did on my house. We combined our kitchen and dining room. We connected them directly to our kids' playroom and our living room so that, you know, whoever's doing the cooking, which is mostly me, is not cut off from all the action. I think that added a lot of value because when I go to sell, like the odds are I'm going to be selling to somebody who's kind of like me, maybe a dual income household with kids. So they're going to value that.
Right. The other thing that I just want to mention about projects and creating value is if you want to do something yourself and you're not particularly handy and you want to create value at your house, one of the things that I think you can really get into is landscaping.
Oh, yeah.
And there are so many places you can go to garden centers and they'll help you. And putting together kind of a lovely facade, mm-hmm. or even if you aren't handy, but you can buy kind of pre-made screened-in porches.
Yeah.
So you can put them in the backyard and kind of create outdoor space that you haven't really had to build yourself, but you could have maybe have a deck off your house and it walks down to a screened-in porch where you are able to put a TV or a dining area. Mm-hmm. And you can actually buy these pre-made. I went to Clotter Farm. They made a garage for me, pre-made mm-hmm. garage.
Yeah.
So all these, there's so many things out there with, you get a little bit of help from someone that knows what they're doing. And then you make just beautiful, you can get stones and have walkways yeah. up to these spaces or walkways in your backyard, or maybe even decide you're going to build a patio, yeah. right? I think those kinds of skill sets are maybe a little bit different than people trying to knock down walls, put in yeah. new wiring, and do plumbing.
Yeah.
So I think there are different levels to DIY.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back to a question from the audience.
Did you know that Taylor and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today.
All right, Mom. In your experience, what is a renovation project that someone thinks will add significant value, but actually has a low or even negative return on investment?
Wow. That's a good question.
What are those, like, almost like the trick question of home renovations?
I don't know about a negative return. Do you have one?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like people sometimes customize their DIY renovations too much. I'll give you an example. There are people that add beams and dark wood mm-hmm. and more of a, what I would say, a Western or barn look.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, our winters are dark early.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like more of a dark, oppressive yeah. feel. And people like that vibe. So that may not get them a significant
yeah,
return on their investment.
What you're hitting on is that the over-customization, there's just a look that the market rewards. And it changes over time, but there is a look that the market rewards. And then there's also the looks that we personally like. Don't make the mistake of thinking, hey, I put a dollar into my house because I happen to like this unique look. So therefore, the market's going to give me back a dollar because the markets will say, that's fine that you like that look, but that's not what the market wants. So think about it when you are going for something really bold or custom or unique or kind of out of context for the area.
And I think people get coming from different parts of the country are used to different looks.
Yeah.
So then you have to be careful that if I go out to LA, the New England look may not be
right.
what you see in LA.
That's right.
So some of it has to do with areas of where you live, areas where you come from, and your furniture, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat, would like your question to be answered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.